Lesson 17. Honor Restored. The United States awards the Congressional Medal of Honor to members of the armed forces for acts of conspicuous bravery in time of war. First issued in 1862, its recipients as of 2004 numbered 3,459 men and one woman. This woman was Mary Walker, one of the first women doctors in the United States. Born in 1832, Mary Walker gave distinguished service to her country as a Union Army surgeon during the Civil War. Many people believe she also served as a spy for the Union Army, for she made frequent forays behind enemy lines. Her work was so useful that information she gleaned from these ventures saved a Northern army from a serious reverse, according to one official report. While on one of these missions, she was captured by Confederate forces and spent 4 months in a Richmond, Virginia jail until she was freed as part of a prisoner exchange. In January 1866, President Andrew Johnson awarded Dr. Walker the Medal of Honor, which cited her valor on the battlefield in caring for the sick and wounded. All her life, Dr. Walker was a tireless reformer. She supported female suffrage at a time when few women themselves favored the idea, and those who did were regarded by many people as eccentric. She was aware of the harmful effects of tobacco and opposed the habit of smoking. She was opposed to the death penalty, regarding it as barbaric. She also felt that women should not have to wear crinolines, the then fashionable but uncomfortable full, stiff skirts supported by baskets underneath and puffed out at the back, just below the waist, by means of pads or a frame. In fact, finding men's clothing both practical and comfortable, Dr. Walker wore it, thus becoming a living advertisement for dress reform. Because of this behavior, she was ostracized in polite society and sometimes subjected to ribald remarks by passers-by. Because she wore men's clothing, she was charged with impersonating a man, a punishable offense at the time. She defended herself in court by claiming the right to dress as I please in free America, on whose tented fields I have served for 4 years in the cause of human freedom. She reminded the court that no one had objected to her wearing the gold-striped trousers of a Union Army officer during the war. After hearing the case, the judge quashed the charges and ordered the police to leave her alone. Dr. Walker left the courtroom to the accompaniment of loud applause from the spectators, who, while they may have questioned her attire, had nothing but admiration for the verve with which she defended her right to dress as she pleased. But public opinion was not always so supportive. Her opposition to capital punishment outraged much of the citizenry when, in 1901, consistent with her beliefs, she circulated an appeal for clemency for the murderer of President William McKinley. In 1917, a military review board examined the cases of everyone who had received the Medal of Honor to ensure that all those who had received the award met the required standards. In the case of Dr. Walker, the board found two deficiencies. First, she was only nominally attached to the 52nd Ohio Infantry and not actually a member of the armed forces. And second, although she had performed distinguished service over a period of time, she had not been recognized for a particular act of individual heroism. These facts led the board to ask Dr. Walker to return her medal. Outraged that this repudiation would blight her reputation, Dr. Walker's response was, "Over my dead body." An element of farce entered the situation when it was discovered that, through a clerical error, medals of honor had been given to all 864 members of the same regiment. In all, 911 medals were recalled. But Dr. Walker found none of this amusing, and although she was breaking the law by doing so, she continued to wear the medal. She died in 1919 as a result of a fall on the Capitol steps, where she had gone in a vain attempt to gain acknowledgement that the medal was rightfully hers. In the 1970s, Anne Walker, a niece of Dr. Walker, waged a campaign to gain official recognition of her aunt's right to the medal. On June 10, 1977, the Secretary of the Army granted the Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously to Dr. Mary Walker, making her once more the only female winner of the nation's highest award for heroism.